There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
This episode of Share and Retweet is brought to you by The Wine Gallery.
The Wine Gallery sends you recipe cards that match the wines they've sent you.
Visit thewinegallery.com.au and get $25 off your first box when you use the code Share and Retweet at the checkout. This episode of Share and Retweet is brought to you by Koala.
Koala have adopted zero disturbance technology, so you won't feel anyone else tossing and turning in your bed.
Visit koala.com.au and get $150 off purchases over $1,000 when you use the code Share and Retweet at the checkout.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a frickin' break, okay? I have been a frickin' diva for 40 frickin' years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Hello and welcome to another episode of Share and Retweet, the podcast that journeys down the rabbit hole that is Cher's Twitter feed. I am one of your glorious host, Justin Porter.
I am your other glorious and exultant host, Andy Ballock.
Praise be, Andy. Praise be.
Praise be, Justin.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. As always, please follow us on all of the socials, mm-hmm. Instagram and Twitter and Facebook at Share and Retweet.
And don't forget to rate our podcast on whatever podcast thing that you are listening to it on, be it Apple, be it Google, be it Gigimo.
Gigimo.
Gigimo, the podcast that your dolphins listen to.
It's also a pet. All right, let's do it. Let's jump in, Andy.
I am ready. I've got my wetsuit on. Let's go straight to the deep end. Justin, what did we do the other week?
We went to see Cher in concert.
Oh my goodness. Oh my golly, golly goodness.
It was amazing. So Cher has concluded her New Zealand Australia tour.
Yes.
At this point, she's mm-hmm. headed back to the States. It was, I think she had fun.
She, from what I saw, she had a great time.
Yeah, she had fun at our concert for sure. She was super cute. She was funny.
She was so funny.
Funny.
And I know that you and I joked about her putting on a Fringe Festival show in Melbourne Fringe.
Yes, we did.
And the first 10 minutes of the show, Cher had a chat. Cher told a 10-minute story to the audience.
She came out, she did an opening number, and then mm-hmm. everyone else went away, and she just talked to the audience for a solid 10 minutes.
And she forgot her lines?
What do you think she actually forgot part of the story, or did that on purpose to add to the humor of
I don't know, but it worked very, very well.
It was adorable, because she was in the middle of telling a story, and then she'd be like, oh, wait, I forgot to tell you a part. And then she'd go over to a different part of the stage, and she'd say, I go to this part of the stage because this is where I remember to tell that part of the story. It was so cute.
And she says a lot. It was one of those moments where I was like, oh, you are literally just one of
winging
us.
Winging it. You're just winging it.
You're just throwing caution to the wind, aren't you?
So a couple days ago, she tweeted, last night was pure joy, ice cream emoji, exclamation emoji, kiss lips.
Yep.
Everyone, clap emoji, from New Zealand to Perth, heart emoji. P.S. throat, little horse, but I made lit. I think it means it. I made it.
Sure.
Party emoji.
Capricorn love, emoji.
Capricorn. Cornucopia. All right. It's a cornucopia. love beginning of SOS. So she's had a ball.
Yeah.
She's done. Her voice was a little sore by
the
end of it.
Well, she did like a billion concerts.
1 billion concerts.
She did 1 billion concerts. She couldn't do anything else.
She's a 72-year-old woman.
And she looked incredible.
Phenomenal. And every number was top to toe. It wasn't just a costume change. It was a complete wig change. Person change.
It was like she shed her skin every five and a half minutes.
Like the shade of her makeup looked different. Like everything looked different. Her wig, her styling, her makeup on her face, her shoes,
everything. I've never seen so many costume changes in one show.
Yeah, if you didn't get to go, she is in the States right now. She's going to do 1.7 million concerts in Vegas.
Yes.
So I'm sure
she doesn't have a residency in Vegas.
She's just hammering it.
She just is Vegas, I think now.
Well, Vegas was made for her.
Correct.
So
Vegas was built around Shay.
She's just going back to the source.
The source of her power is Vegas.
Yeah, she's going back for a recharge.
Like that pyramid with the giant light in the middle. That's what powers Cher.
Mm.
Well, now we know.
Now we know.
So the concert was amazing. Thank you to the Share and Retweet listeners who we got to meet and go with, which was beautiful and super, super fun.
That was a lot of fun.
We adored it. We're glad that we could do it. Thank you.
Let's move on.
Share, it's a new Share tweet.
So the first tweet that we'd like to talk about is from the 16th of this month. Mm-hmm. Cher, the great giver that she is, has tweeted sunglass emoji at the gig, popper emoji.
We just need to standardize. It's the cornucopia, the party cornucopia.
Okay. It's the party popper emoji.
Now, as we deciphered from last week, if we're going from last week,
did we?
The sunglasses mean later.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we did. Okay.
So later at the gig.
Okay, so I feel like this is like I'm going to a gig later.
Yeah. This is probably your last show.
Oh, okay, great. Cool. Oh, all right, well, we got there in the end. So Pat Gallagher has responded to this, all in capitals. Cher, you have to see this amazing video of the Cher crew dancing to your new album. And it is a beautiful clip of Cher crew members... across the globe?
Question mark. I don't know. Maybe?
Yeah, and not dancing to the album, just dancing
They're
to
Dancing
Queen.
They're dancing
to
one song, Dancing Queen.
Well, that's okay. We all make mistakes.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Slightly misleading in the description, but it's fine, Pat. It's fine.
Now, we watched this video.
We did.
It's so cute.
It's very cute. It's a compilation. It's basically someone has said, hey, Cher crew people, put yourself on tape. Dancing and singing to Dancing Queen.
Yeah.
And then send it to me and I'm going to edit it all together.
Who's done this?
I don't know.
Who is the queen bee that has organized this and why were we not asked?
I know.
I feel like someone's having a party and I am specifically not invited.
Yes.
Again.
Yes. And I don't like that. But if we look at the YouTube user, it says Mr. Riccione.
Okay.
So, Mr. R, I'm going to call him because
Mr. R.
I cannot pronounce that name.
Sounds like a Bond villain.
Is it Riccione? Is it Riccione?
We'll never I don't know. There's no way to find out.
I don't know. I don't care because I'm mad. I'm mad, Mr. R.
I'm mad.
I'm mad. I'm all fired up.
We weren't asked to the party. And you know, That's fine.
It's fine.
I'm fine.
It's fine. I'm fine. We're fine. We're still here.
Yeah.
We're still making a podcast.
Yeah.
I've been not invited to so many things that this has to no impact on my life. So that's fine. It's very cute. It's
adorable.
It's homemade. It's a homemade. It's no big production.
Oh, yeah. No. There's no explosions. There's directed by John Woo coming up.
No, but someone has, taken the time to synchronize it all. And
that's what I like about the Cher
crew.
Screen.
They
band together.
They've taken the time to do it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, who would do this?
Yeah.
No one's going to do this.
No one would do it. I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't.
I've never done anything like this.
I'd say, hey, let's do that. I'd probably film us singing it once. Oh, no, I'd stop
And then
there.
I'd delete it.
Yeah.
Straight my phone, to the bin.
My phone got full and I needed room.
So Pat Gallagher, who sent the previous tweet,
has
sent another tweet.
Yeah, he's got a lot to say.
He's got a lot to say to this at the gig party popper cornucopia sunglass emoji tweet. Pat has sent a message saying, do you know the Believe song turns 20 on Saturday?
Do you share...
know
that your song turns 20?
Probably. Yeah. I feel like enough people have been telling her in the lead up. Yeah. Yeah, this is a thing that's going to happen. 20 years old, though.
That is. And it doesn't seem like that long ago.
No. Now, do you know the story?
You've got some storytelling.
Because I found out about this. Did you know any of this, Justin?
I knew some of it.
Okay. Yes.
So, but not in the detail. Like,
great. So this is exactly how the song Believe came to be.
Yes. Educate me.
So there was a guy called Brian Higgins who wrote the chorus to it like hundreds of years ago. Not hundreds of years, just ages ago.
Several years ago.
So long ago.
Couple decades.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then so we cut forward to Rob Dickens, who was working for Warner Music UK, who called Sharon and was like, you need to do an album for the gays. It needs to be disco. And she was like, nah, don't want to. Then he bumps into Brian Higgins in the hallway and he's like, give me some song samples that I need to send to Cher. Brian gives him 16. He finds the chorus to Believe on like the 9th. And he's like, this is genius. Write verses for this. Brian can't write verses for this. Like, they get other writers in. None of them can really write verses.
They're just striking out. Yeah, they're writing verses.
They're striking out. Yeah. And like, Cher is in the recording studio and she's like, these all suck. But the chorus is still really good. And then eventually, like, she helps write one of the verses and like another verse is written. There's like 8 writers on this single.
Yeah, but they still don't like.
They still don't like there's something what they've done. Wrong. And then Cher hears this singer, Andrew Roachford, and she's like, he's done this like weird like voice thing, which was a vocoder, which was like never, it was literally just invented that year.
Yeah.
And so no one had used it commercially before.
Yep.
And so Cher was like, what if we do this? And they were like, yep, cool, let's do it. So they put it on the chorus and they were scared to send it to Cher because they're like, we've done it too much. It sounds too robotic.
Yep.
Sent it anyway. Cher loved it and just went, that's the whole song. And
that's
great. Yeah. And they were like, well, no, that's just the rough edit of the song. She was like, no, don't touch that song. That's the song that you ship. And they were like, all right. Cher like threatened them with physical violence. It's so funny. Like you read like the notes and she's like, I would, if anybody tells you to like change it, I'll rip their throats out.
Wow.
Yeah. It's so, yeah. Cause she's Cher. She does anything she wants. And so they did it and they didn't change anything.
And that's what we have.
And that's what we have. That is the actual single. It went to number one, like all around the world. It spent 7 weeks on the number one.
It was a huge song.
It's her highest selling single. It changed everything. It turned her career around. And 2 days ago, it turned 20 years old.
That is crazy. Well, happy birthday, Believe.
Yay.
Andy, you know what is one of the most frustrating experiences?
Yeah, I feel like I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, okay. So it's when you have a bottle of wine and you don't know what you should be eating with it.
That is just constantly on my mind.
That
I hate doing it.
That is my daily struggle.
And it's also my like number one fear when people are coming over and they're bringing wine and I know what wine they're bringing. What do I cook?
Yes. Or what do I tell them to bring because I'm making a chicken pate, whatever. And, you know...
You're making chicken pate?
I might be.
From scratch?
Who knows?
If only there was a way. If only there was a way, Justin, to know.
Well, there is. The Wine Gallery will match wines with food.
See, this is why I love them so much.
Yeah, they'll send out recipes to you.
Oh.
And they'll send out, like, information about the wines that they send you, like tasting guides and pairing options. It's amazing.
Okay, this is incredible. Where can I buy more?
Great question, Andy. Great question. All you do is visit thewinegallery.com.au and you get $25 off your first box when you use the code SHAREANDRETWEET at the checkout. That's thewinegallery.com.au and use the code SHAREANDRETWEET at the checkout.
Amazing. Justin, you know the number one thing that I hate when I sleep with other people?
Yeah.
It's being disturbed in the middle of the night.
Oh, that's not what I thought it would be.
No, it's... What did you think it was going to be?
It doesn't matter. Let's move on.
It's being disturbed. I like a good sleep.
Same. I am so cranky if I don't get good sleep.
Exactly. Now, you know Koala.
I love Koala.
You know they're amazing mattresses.
Yes.
Did you know they have zero disturbance technology?
I did, and it's incredible. It's like space technology.
I don't understand how it works. I just assume it's dark magic, Koala possesses it, and everyone should go and buy it.
Yes, absolutely. That is it. Have you seen the video where they set a glass of wine on the mattress, and a man jumps onto the bed, and the wine does not move?
Just imagine the kind of night sleep I could have with a Koala mattress.
Just imagine the kind of parties you can have. with a koala mattress.
Also, if you visit koala.com.au, you get $150 off purchases over $1,000 if you use share and retweet code at the checkout.
Oh my God, say that one more time.
It's share and retweet. That's the code that you use when you visit koala.com.au and get $150 off a $1,000 purchase.
I'm going to do it right now. That is insane. I'm ready to have a wine party in my bed.
I am ready to have a nap.
It's a new share tweet.
Okay, so the next tweet we're going to talk about is from a few days ago for us.
Yep.
By the time you hear this, it'll be like a week. It's from the 20th of October, and she says, fireworks, 2018 Invictus Games, praise hand emoji, wanted to go so badly, cry face, but shouting to meet everyone wipes out voice, and I owe people at concert my best. Wanted to, heartbreak emoji, meet athlete heroes, with all my heart, have amazing time, kick ass, kissy lips me. And then goes on to say, did start up for the Heroes Project, not really grand.
Yeah. I don't understand that last bit.
So, yeah, let's break this down.
All right.
As best we can.
Yeah.
So, there's the Invictus Games, mm-hmm. which... Okay, so if you don't know what the Invictus Games are, they're an international adaptive multi-sport event created by Prince Harry.
Mm-hmm.
In which wounded, injured, or sick armored services personnel and their associated veterans take part in sporting events.
Amazing.
So, like, wheelchair basketball and mm-hmm. sitting volleyball, indoor rowing.
Wheelchair basketball is brutal.
Brutal.
It is brutal.
But I do not understand the end of this tweet.
No.
Did start up for the Heroes Project, not really grand. It looks like a mistake that she forgot to delete.
Did Cher try to do a startup for the Heroes Project and it didn't really work out?
Maybe. I mean, we know she's a philanthropic lady.
Yes, correct.
So she does support a lot of causes. Wouldn't she just support the Heroes Project directly rather than doing a startup for them?
Yeah, I don't...
Did startup. Not really grand, maybe...
They didn't even make a grand?
Yeah, maybe that's monetary.
Or she didn't donate her grand piano?
Not really giving a grand.
I gave a baby grand instead.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
It's just a standard upright.
I just gave them an upright piano.
I gave them an organ.
Not a kidney. No, an actual.
No, an actual organ
that you
play. Find at a church.
I love that you did the hand movement and then realized, oh, this
no
is a podcast.
No one can see me. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do with that. I know what to do with the first part. Don't know what to do with the second.
What we know, though, is that the Invictus Games and the Heroes Project both have Cher's full support.
Absolutely.
Because she's amazing and she's very philanthropic and she couldn't be there, but she wished she could be there.
Yeah, and she is only one woman. And which I'd like to just point out, you know, I think she gets a lot of criticism for not putting her money where her mouth is type
she does.
Thing. Just by putting a message out there, that is doing something.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a start. And, you know, whether that turns into labor contribution or financial contribution, that is her decision to do with her money and her time what she will.
Right now, she worked for it.
She's doing a concert tour.
Yeah.
So everyone else needs to kind of, you know,
up your game.
Chip in a little bit. She's on tour. You help people.
We're not the only people that actually think this as well, which is what I love. Jason Law, who has responded to this, and he wrote, sacrifices, and then a string of emojis. I'm flying to Sydney tomorrow, coming to concert 5 Saturday and concert 6 on Sunday. People ask me why so many, and I tell them you got me through life, so I have to be there as many times as I can while you're in Australia. Thank you for giving me life. Pray hands emoji, smile emoji. Lots of love and respect.
That's so sweet.
It's pretty standard.
Yep.
That is what Cher does.
Yep. That is kind of just a little encapsulation of, I think, how she affects everyone.
Yeah. Not so much on the same page was Denise A. Thompson,
mm-hmm.
whose handle is at Denise A. Thompson 6.
Six. Six. Didn't quite get there fast enough, did you, Denise?
Like, how many? The question was, how many Denise A. Thompsons are there? Five more. There
obviously
are five.
But I
love
it's
that.
So interesting that there is not just five Denise Thompsons.
No, Denise A. Thompson.
Denise A. Thompson. It's very specific.
It's so great. So replying to that, she wrote, I'd love to meet athletes as well. Anybody good? Denise thinks it's a dating service.
Denise. Calm down. This is not singles night.
Denise is
at the Rotary Club. Jesus, Denise.
Denise has her mimosa in hand. She's looking around the crowd.
Oh, anyone? Denise is thirsty.
Hey, Cher, anyone good?
Any eligible bachelors?
Yeah. Because you and me, we're on the prowl tonight, sister.
Oh, Denise, you are on the wrong page.
She's reading the wrong book.
Yeah, she's on the wrong, just completely wrong section of the library. We've also got Crystal at ShareCrew _DMV.
Yeah.
Which I'd just like to stop for a second.
I thought you might.
And talk about this handle.
Is?
So the
is
handle
Crystal?
Is ShareCrew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's worked it into her actual handle.
If anything, it's the bulk of the handle.
It's most of the handle. _DMV. Now, for those of you who don't know, DMV is the Department of Motor Vehicles in the States,
mm-hmm.
which
we've spoken about before.
Is like Vic Roads or, you know, whatever. It's the place you go to get your license.
Yeah, or pay bills if you're Annabelle.
Or pay bills if you are Annabelle or any member of the Pussycat Dolls. And
just that they, is they her all go there to pay bills now.
That's the only thing the DMV is good at, is yep. receiving payments.
Well, I feel
bills.
Like Crystal is in charge of the DMV.
She is the DMV, as she, far as I'm concerned.
Good, great.
Her whole handle, ShareCrew _DMV.
I know two things about her. She's in the DMV and she's in the ShareCrew.
She either loves or is affiliated with the DMV,
yep.
and she's a member of the ShareCrew.
Correct.
Got it. So she replies, there is a gentleman who lives down the street who makes homemade wooden canes for wounded warriors. He does a bunch of different things and also gives out free firewood to those in need. Wish there were more people like him in this world.
So cute.
Wow.
I feel like this episode is very much has that running theme of like people who are sharing other people's success, people who are sharing other nice things that people have done. Like when you look at like Pat Gallagher, who like shared that wonderful like YouTube clip of the ShareCrew.
Yeah. And I don't think he was involved in that.
We don't know. Yeah. It just makes me,
it's
so
really
happy.
It's really nice. It's a really feel good.
Also, what I like is that this gentleman, I love that he's called a gentleman. He is the epitome of a woodsman. He is dealing solely in wood.
Yeah.
He gives out wood. He makes wood things.
Yeah. Anything wood related.
He's built his own house.
Surely.
Is this gentleman possibly Honeyglow's husband?
Yes.
With that so is quick.
Very, very likely. He's also potentially a nymph.
He's a woodland creature.
He's a woodland mystical creature.
And when the mist clears once a fortnight,
everyone has canes.
Everyone gets a cane.
There's a magic man down the street who gives out canes and firewood.
And then like every time like adults go to look for the house doesn't exist. They're like, "You're lying, Susan." "No, I saw him yesterday, Daddy."
"I got the address from the DMV." They swear.
GOPs, Trumps, and thieves.
All right, so we're getting political this week because Cher has been very political in her tweets this week.
The bulk of her tweets this week have been political.
Yes.
So this is the tweet that she has tweeted. She said, "FK these people. Will my son be sent to internment camp to live with Latino children and be kept in cages in places where America can't see them? This is his code for make them disappear, #MBS. And then has tweeted a link to a New York Times article that is titled Trump Administration Eyes Defining Transgender Out of Existence.
Yes.
So what they want to do is say that gender is the same as sex.
Yeah.
And the sex that you are born with is the gender that you will be dealt with.
Right.
So sex, so just for people who don't understand the difference, sex is biological. So that's the anatomy of a person's reproductive system. And gender is the social role, social construct that lays on top of that. So,
yes. So they're trying to make gender
the same as
the
sex.
Same as sex.
Yeah, which it absolutely isn't. So like, and yeah, and then sexuality is different.
Right. It's again, just evolved. It's just evolved past that because we are a progressive people.
Exactly.
Who have learned that there are differences in the world that cannot just be slapped with labels.
Yeah.
And you can't just put everything in a box.
And what's so frustrating is that the Obama administration did really, really good work for transgender people and loosened and sort of redefined the concept of gender to be the one that you and I understand it as being, especially in education and in healthcare and stuff like that.
They did a lot of work to make it redefined at the federal level, which means programs from the federal level down all kind of got the same treatment of this new understanding and definition of what gender can be.
Which sent conservatives crazy.
Oh, yeah.
They went nuts. And that's where the whole like bathroom debate came from.
Yes.
And I highly recommend reading this New York Times article and then go and doing your own research into a whole bunch of stuff, because what the Trump administration wants to do is really horrible.
It's just backwards.
It's backwards.
It's just rolling everything back. They're literally systematically rolling all these things back.
Yeah.
And this is right now just the latest in a horrific line of rollbacks that they're after.
Yeah. And obviously Cher's son is a transgender male. So this is a
directly personal.
Yeah. So
a
she
personal
is,
attack.
She is fuming. She should be fuming. We should all be fuming at this.
Yep.
This is why she is so fuming at this, rather than sort of she is fuming at everything this week.
We can be angry and that's fine, but there is definitely action that needs to be taken in the form of education, because you know, you can be angry and scream all you want, but anger and screaming a lot of times just makes other people more defensive.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it doesn't get anywhere.
No. Have this conversation. Have this conversation with people and have it in an understanding manner. It is always infinitely better to use empathy when discussing anything. The conversation will get further. Just because somebody doesn't understand or doesn't know anything doesn't mean that they are the bad person.
And it doesn't mean that they can't become understanding and learn.
Exactly.
And change their mind.
Yeah.
People change their mind all the time, and that is a part of growth.
Yeah.
There's a really great podcast called Gays Are Revolting.
Yes.
That gets into these types of issues on a weekly basis. Mm. And if you're interested in that, please check them out.
Correct. So listen to that.
Thank you.
Follow the follower.
Our follower this week is a primary school teacher for more than 30 years. She was married in December of last year. Her favorite artist, Justin, would you believe it? Is one Miss Cher.
I believe it.
Believe it.
I believe it. So our follower is Sylvia.
Correct.
She's from Australia.
Yes. She's adorable.
She is so cute.
She's new to Twitter. She follows 5 people.
And she's liked 70 things.
Yeah. She's keen. She's straight in the deep end.
She's in. And we found her through an exchange that she had with none other than Crystal DMV.
Yes.
I know her name isn't Crystal DMV, but she is Crystal DMV now to me. So Crystal DMV kind of introduced us to Sylvia. So thank you, Crystal.
Thank you for opening that door.
Yeah. And we're going to focus first on the exchange that happened on Twitter between Crystal DMV and Sylvia.
Yes.
On October 11th. So we're going to go through this, and Andy's going to be Sylvia and I'm going to be Crystal.
Correct.
But it all starts with Cher's tweet on October 10th that says, "Later, chickies, gotta go make the donuts," which we talked about last week.
Yes.
To which Crystal replies, "No, but we just got you, sad face."
Lucky you. You got to meet her. I live in Maryland, Australia.
Ooh, there's a Maryland, Australia?
Yep. How did you get to meet Cher? I didn't think she met any of her fans.
She had meet and greets at her residencies for classic Cher.
Sorry, what does that mean? Was it a concert? Residencies for Classic Queen? Wish she would meet some of her Aussie fans.
Classic Cher is the name of her shows in DC and Vegas.
Oh, I see. I might need to fly to Vegas then. Thumb emoji.
LOL, you have to pay for the meet and greets and they sell out very fast, so you gotta get them when the tickets first go on sale.
Oh, darn it. Wonder why she won't do it here. I saw her perform in Newcastle 2 weeks ago. What a show! Going to see her again in Sydney next weekend. No greet and meet. Sad face.
It's part of her contract with MGM. That's the venue that she does for her classic shows. She normally doesn't do it.
I love that the longer this goes on, the more you sound like you work at the DMV. And Sylvia just wants answers. I would pay to meet her, dollar, dollar, dollar. This will be the last time she comes to Australia. Last came in 2005.
Yeah, that's a long time. Come move to the USA and you can see her more.
Lol, with my luck, I would move and still not get to meet her.
Tickets for her show in Vegas go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and you can get meet and greet if you do it right away and beat everyone to it for her show in Vegas in March.
What website sells the tickets?
Link to a website.
Which is Cher.com.
Which is literally Cher.com.
Wow, thanks. She has a lot of concerts over there. Yeah, she's a billion Vegas concerts, Sylvia. Yeah. She has a lot of concerts over there. When do the March ones go on sale? Might need to start saving for my plane trip in case I get a ticket.
You're welcome. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific time. I already said that. I don't know what it would be for your time. She only does the meet and greet on Saturday nights, though.
Oh, thank you. Nice tweeting with you. Lol.
No problem, heart.
Sorry, one more thing. I don't quite understand Twitter as usually a Facebook user. I'm not laughing at you, Sylvia. I'm laughing with you. When I tweet replies, like, to you and Cher, does everyone see the tweets or just the people I reply to?
Sylvia, everyone sees them. Andy and I can tell you right now.
Everyone sees them. Yeah.
Which Crystal replies, everyone can see them.
Sylvia just, get off your high horse, Crystal. Just because you work at the DMV. To which Sylvia replies, okay, thanks.
It's just the cutest exchange I've ever seen. Because it's someone who, this is how I imagine it.
Yeah.
Sylvia's met someone who's like knowledgeable.
Yeah.
She's like, great.
Oh, you're a bucket of information. I'm going to need all of this information
that you have.
Yeah.
And on the other end is someone who is just becoming slowly and increasingly impatient with all of these questions.
And I feel like she started impatient because she works at the DMV.
Yeah. And the last thing she wants to do is be Google.
Yeah. For someone in Newcastle, Australia.
Yeah. I love that she's like, I'm not sure what time that was for you. Although that's a very easy Google search to do.
It's all an easy Google search, Justin.
All of this is an easy. There's nothing you couldn't get from Google.
There is one thing.
What is that?
A connection, Justin.
Oh, you're right.
So that is it for this week. Thank you again for listening to our beautiful, beautiful trip down the rabbit hole that is Cher's podcast.
Yes, thank you so much. And please follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook at Cher and Retweet.
And tell all of your friends
Tell them all.
Hashtag Cher Crew people in it.
Yeah.
Speak to them.
Absolutely. They are your window into the Cherverse.
Yeah, jump on Twitter and follow Cher. Tweet Cher about it.
Yeah, get in there.
Get everyone in there. Get everyone into the party.
Pile them in like a clown car. As always, I've been one of your graciously enamored hosts, Justin Porter.
And I have been the other enamoredly gracious host, Andy Ballock.
Good night.
Or day.
Bye.
Bye.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.